Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you think the Democrats are trying to secure the border, you're wrong. And we now have proof that they're not even remotely thinking about trying to secure the border. In fact, they're doing the complete opposite of securing the border, which is telling people we're going to increase our capacity so that more people can basically cross the border. Now, let me just remind you, the Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris, she is in charge of the border, quote, non-crisis issue. Remember, it's not a crisis. The Associated Press put out guidance telling their reporters don't use the word crisis, even though they use the word crisis all the time under the Trump administration. But now, because there is an actual crisis at the border, they're now telling you, please don't use the word crisis when dealing with the border, because that's something we can't talk about. It's not a crisis if it's our team, right? It's only a crisis if the other team is in charge. That is when it's a crisis. So you've got Kamala Harris, who's in charge. She's laughed now when she's been asked by reporters multiple times if she is going to go visit the border. Now, here is what she has had and what she has said on the record in the past about things that deal with border security. Number one, she said that she wanted to defund ICE. That's right, immigration. She said the ICE, those agents that deal with immigration, she wanted to defund them. That's a fact. She said that. She also has said that she wanted to, quote, decriminalize illegal border crossings. It's the woman in charge of our border policy. She has demanded the halting of building of the border wall. We also know that. And she said that she believes that we need to support financially sanctuary cities. And then she even went a step further, saying we need free health care for all illegal immigrants. These are the things she has said on the record that she believes we need now. The vice president is not trying to solve the border crisis that she's now apparently in charge of, solving the crisis, because she is supporting everything that actually creates this crisis. Which brings me to the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not trying to fix the problem at the border. You need to understand that. In fact, he's telling us we are open for business and we are building basically the equivalent of more hotel rooms so that we can then have more people come in and more people be a part of this country because we need them as future voters. Joe Biden was asked about the crisis at the border. Joe Biden's response to the crisis at the border was that we have got good news, and that is that we are going to have more capacity for the illegal immigrants. In fact, he's so excited that we've opened up Fort Bliss and 5,000 beds to house illegal immigrants, and that's supposed to send a message of stop coming.
16 or 17 years old. We're not talking about people ripping babies from mother's arms or little three-year-olds standing on the border. Less than, I think it's 1.5% fall in the category of the very young. So what we're doing is we're providing for the space, again, to be able to get these kids out of the Border Patrol facilities, which no child, no one should be in any longer than 72 hours. And today, I went to, for example, I used all the resources available to me, went to the Defense Department, and the Secretary of Defense has just made available Fort Bliss, 5,000 beds. Be immediately available, 5,000 beds in the Texas border. So we're building back up the capacity that should have been maintained and built upon.
Did you hear that? So we're building back up capacity. Does that sound like we're not inviting these people to come into this country illegally and break in? Listen to that again.
That should have been maintained and built upon.
Yeah.
So we're building back up the capacity that should have been maintained and built upon.
So he's now accusing the Trump administration of not maintaining the capacity for illegal immigrants that he believes we should have had and built upon so that we are encouraging more people to come across the border. Now, remember, Joe Biden could stop this crisis at the border if he wanted to. All he would have to go back to is the previous administration's policies. He's not going to do that. There's no chance in hell he's going to do that. And it's mainly because he doesn't want that to happen. He wants us to have an open border. Which then brings us back to the other hypocrite of the day. AOC has come out and said that there is, quote, no surge at the border. This is the same woman that cried at the border when we had, quote, kids in cages. Let's talk about those kids in cages. We now have the actual facts. And the actual facts are pretty clear now. We know that these border facilities are at now 3 to 4 times more kids in, as they describe it, cages than under Trump. AOC went down the border. She cried at the border, said it was a humanitarian crisis, human rights violations. People need to be arrested. You remember all that, right? Well, now AOC is refusing to admit there's a crisis at the border when you have 3 to 4 times more kids in cages while there's a humanitarian crisis and a pandemic going on, which means that it's supposed to be all about the kids' health, right? They should all be separated by 6 feet, not 6 inches or 3 inches. So she goes on social media and melts down about, quote, conservatives now using the word surge and invasion, which she says is racist. If they use the word surge, if I use the word surge at the border, if you use the word surge at the border, if you use the word invasion, this is proof that you're a racist.
They want to say, what about the surge? Well, first of all, just gut check, stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem because this is not a surge. These are children and they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is...
By the way, I love this. She's now connecting the word surge to insurgent, which have no connection at all. Go look it up. A surge is an increase. It is not connected to the word insurgent, a terrorist. She's connecting two words that have nothing to do with one another, saying now that you're racist for using the word surge at the border.
And they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea, philosophy.
So now you're a white supremacist. If you believe that there is a surge at the border, if you believe there is an invasion at the border, you are now a white racist, a white supremacist for saying that. So the woman who went and cried down at the border now says, I'm not crying at the border. I'm now accusing anyone that's saying there's a problem at the border, which is 3 to 4 times bigger than any number of people that were being held under the Trump administration. You are now a white supremacist. You are now a white racist. I don't even know how these people come up with this crap, but they always surprise me. Like, I don't know how this is a new spin. And I've been saying this for a long time now. They always say racism, 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 right? That's what they do. But this is a whole nother level.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Now, she wasn't just done with that. Take a listen to the second part of what she had to say.
The idea that if an other is coming in the population, that this is like an invasion of who we are.
It's an invasion of who we are? All right, so I want a secure border. And now it's, I can't be in favor of a secure border from keeping out drugs that kill our children. MS-13 gang members kill our children. Not wanting human smugglers to make an incredible amount of money off of bringing these people in, sexually abusing them, sexually assaulting them along the way. I want to have law and order in a country. You're now saying I'm not allowed to be in favor of that? And the reason why I'm not able to be in favor of that is because if I do, it just means that I'm a white supremacist and I can't say there's a surge to the border, because that's implying that they're insurgents, like they're terrorists, which is not what I'm saying at all. It must be fun to be a Democrat when every single time the facts hit you in the face, your bailout is scream someone's a racist and connect words that have nothing to do with one another. There are no connection between words, and you try to connect them because they sound similar, even though they're not synonyms, and you tell us that everybody's a racist because of it. Let's talk, by the way, about what the American media should be covering that they're not right now. Univision. Univision last night did something that was amazing. They actually did a better job reporting about what the hell is going on at the border than any American channel, period. They actually went down, Univision actually went down to the border, and they talked to and interviewed a coyote at the border. And the coyote said to Univision, hey, look, the benefits that that people are coming here for are just so great that we can't even handle the capacity of the number of people wanting to come across the border. Univision is interviewing a human smuggler, a coyote. I'm going to read you the transcript, okay? So, again, bear with me, because the transcript, I'm going to read it to you as it comes across the screen. The first question asked by Univision is this: is business booming right now? Are you making a lot of money? Is there an opportunity? It is, given the situation with the people, the coyote says. At least that's what these two young men are saying, having built a highly profitable business by helping Central American families seeking asylum to cross into the U.S. We just came here to earn our daily bread like everybody else, the smuggler says. In all honesty, there are way too many people. Believe me, meaning way too many people that want to come across the border. Believe me, he says. With the benefits your new president is now granting, the smuggler says. This is a cartel member, a human smuggler, who's saying, I can't even handle the capacity of the people that want to come across the border. And I can't handle the capacity of the people coming across the border because with the benefits, his words, not mine, with the benefits your president is now granting, there's just too many people that want to come. People found the courage to come, he went on to say. People found the courage to come. So is business booming right now? Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's huge. We got all these people wanting to come. We have a highly profitable business. We can't handle all the business we have. We're just helping these families seek asylum in the U.S., and it's your fault, by the way. We just come here to earn our money like everybody else. We're making cash. In all honesty, there's way too many people, but it's the benefits your new president is granting that's giving people, quote, people are finding the courage to come because of your president. Univision did that reporting, not an American channel, not ABC, not NBC, not CBS, not MSNBC, not the New York Times, the Washington Post, nope, none of them. Nope, none of that. That's where we are. So you need a distraction, right? Scream racism. You got to admit that there's problems at the border. Scream racism. You got to admit that things are different than what we've been telling people. Got to scream racism. And now we're going to open up more hotel rooms. Our answer to all this from the President of the United States of America is actually that, hey, there's no surge at the border. We're just going to maximize capacity. I want to play for you, by the way, a clip that has gone viral, and I want you to hear how much this administration is trying to hide from you. Ted Cruz went down to the border, tried to video what was happening at the border. The Biden administration got in his face and told him, do not record. Turn your camera off. You cannot let the American people see what's happening here. These are the same pictures that the media had no problem covering and getting, an AOC crying at the border wall saying it's inhumane, when now we have a 3 to 4x more kids in cages than was ever happening under Donald Trump. Take a listen.
Please respect. Please give dignity to the people. Please give dignity to the people.
So you worked for the commissioner, your senior advisor. You were hired 2 weeks ago, and you're instructed to ask us to not have any pictures taken here.
Please respect the people, the rules.
Because the political leadership at DHS does not want the American people to know it.
Please respect the rules,
you keep
sir.
Standing in front of the pictures,
please,
so you don't want
the
pictures
rules.
Taken. The rules are arbitrary,
please,
and they're designed
the
to keep
the
American
people
in the dark.
Give the people dignity and respect. That's all we ask.
Well,
dignity
no, it's
and
not.
Respect.
You're asking, is this
please,
dignity and respect? Look at these people.
Please give
dignity there's a
and
pandemic.
Respect to the people.
Let me ask you. There's a
I
pandemic.
I respectfully ask you, sir.
There is a pandemic.
With
is this respecting the rights of these kids?
I ask you. Please
are
respect
you respecting the,
people.
The rights of these
this
kids?
This is not a zoo, sir. Please don't treat the people.
You're right. And this is a dangerous place.
Please don't treat the people like this.
And your policies,
like that's all
unfortunately,
you,
are trying to hide them. I understand
that's
you
all
were instructed
I ask you.
When 18
I
senators came
to
down
please
here.
Please respect the people. Give them dignity and
respect. I
respect
them, and I want to fix this situation.
We all want
and
to fix this.
And the administration
we
you're working for is
anymore.
Responsible for these conditions.
Please respect the people with dignity and respect.
And
sir.
I ask you to respect the people as well. This
I am respecting
is not
you.
Respect.
I am respecting
is,
the people.
This is not respect.
Yeah, I'm asking you to respect. They're not respecting these people. They're saying, please don't show the American people what the hell's going on. That's what they're saying. This isn't about respecting anybody. This is about, oh, we need you to do what we tell you to do. We need you to pay attention to what we're telling you to do. Go away. Don't show these pictures. We're not going to let anybody see these pictures. It's too bad. So respect these people. They don't respect these people. They're using them. Come into America, and we'll let you do what you whatever the hell you want to do, right? We'll let you do whatever you want to do as long as you vote for us. That's what we're going to do. We got illegal immigrants now getting in-person teaching. We have illegal immigrants who are getting in-person teaching to these from teachers in California over American children that haven't even been in school in a year. And the White House press secretary was asked about that as well. Oh, her answer is a non-answer. It's truly amazing. Listen to this.
You guys have done a fair amount of reporting on this, so maybe you'll have more details. As I understand it, San Diego public schools are opening in early April.
Psaki claimed U.S. schools are on spring break, which she believes justified redistricting teachers to teach illegal migrants. And she also touted hybrid learning for U.S. children while defending in-person classes for migrant minors.
And these kids are going back to school for hybrid learning. We, of course, want that to be 5 days a week, and we're confident we'll get there early next month. And I believe they're also on spring break right now. So these teachers would be, I'm not sure if it's volunteer or paid, you'd have to ask the local school district while the kids are on spring break, which I think the context is pretty important.
I love the context there. The kids, by the way, the idea that it's spring break, why the American kids aren't getting taught is laughable. It's just total political bull, you know what. That's what it is. It's total political crap. These kids have been out of school for over a year, and now they're trying to claim that the kids are only, the illegal immigrants are only being taught now because of a technicality that the kids are on spring break. If I was a parent, I would be raising holy hell at the teachers' unions, at the governors. I would be beyond angry. Beyond furious that they're teaching the illegal immigrant children ahead of my kids that haven't been in the classroom in over a year. In over a year.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Joining me now to talk about all of this is U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty, who has been dealing with this border issue. Senator, I appreciate you coming on today. Bill, I appreciate you, Senator, coming on the show. And I want to start with Joe Biden yesterday announced in like an excited way that we've got 5,000 beds that we're going to open up at a U.S. military base. And you should be excited about this, that we're doing this. And he also says this will help while we, quote, increase capacity. If you read between the lines there, he seems to be saying nothing about wanting to dial back the number of people coming across the border. In fact, it's like, we're going to increase capacity to handle the surge at the border instead of trying to stop the surge at the border. Your reaction to this?
Ben, I think this crisis is intentional, just as you say. It's like Biden's putting out an advertisement, the Biden Illegal Immigrant Hotel, expanding and open for business. That's the type of message that people south of the border are hearing when they get this type of communication. He's inviting these people to come here, creating a crisis of massive proportion like we've never seen. I talked earlier this week with the Trump administration heads of Customs and Border Patrol and ICE. I had them both on the phone at the same time to get a real-life perspective of what they're seeing. And the migrant protection protocols that would have kept migrants, you know, in their home country to apply for asylum rather than inviting them here and turning them loose was working immensely well. We've cut down since May of last year. We'd have 75% reduction in the number of people coming across that border illegally. Instead, what does Biden do? Stops building the border, essentially creates an open invitation, and as you said yesterday, advertises a new 5,000-bed hotel. Come on in.
And there's more to come. That's the other thing. It's not like we're saying stop. It's not like we're saying go backwards. It's not like we're saying, hey, we're gonna secure the border. No, we're going the complete opposite of that, saying come on in, come on over. Last night on Univision, there was a coyote that was interviewed in Spanish, so I'm going to read the transcript, who was on Univision. It was said, is business booming right now? Does it pay well? It does, given the situation with the people. At least that's what these two young men say, having built a highly profitable business. They're showing these cartel members, and they say it's good business. They help Central American families seeking asylum to cross into the U.S. Quote, we just come here to earn our daily bread like everybody else. In all honesty, there are way too many benefits your president is offering. In all honesty, there are way too many people, believe me as well, he goes on to say, with the benefits your president is now granting, he says, and again, I'm reading this transcript, people found the courage to come. That's what the cartel member said about America's policy to Univision in Spanish last night. Business is booming. They're finding the courage to come because of all the benefits your president is promising. And there's too many people for us to even handle. We're maxed out is what he's saying. We don't have enough rafts, enough boats, enough time at night to sneak people across. We could do more business, but we can't handle it. And this president still is yet to say, Biden is still yet to come out and say, don't come.
Well, at $3,500 a person, these coyotes are making out like bandits. But in fact, they are bandits. That's the other thing to keep in mind, Ben. When these families come over, the Border Patrol team have to go and deal with them because of the health issues that they bring. There are a lot of requirements to deal with these families to process them, which opens up other parts of the border to flat-out crime. The amount of cash that's moving across the border, illegal drugs, there's human trafficking going on, guns being run across the borders. All of this is exploding on Biden's watch. That's what's happening down at the border today because our Customs and Border Patrol agents are completely overwhelmed.
Let's talk about the lack of transparency. You know, AOC has not gone down to the border to cry at the fence. She's now claiming racism. She says that it's racist to even think that we shouldn't be, helping these people at the border. And it's racist to say that there's a crisis at the border, that's white speak. Those are her words last night. We see this continuing where they scream racism. They refuse to allow the cameras in until many of your colleagues, Ted Cruz and others, went to the border, were able to show people. And then the Biden administration tried to stop them from taking those videos. Those videos have now come out. But even the media still seems to be very much underreporting this humanitarian crisis. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised because this is the way it's been happening. Again, it's so typical in Washington to call something the opposite of what it is. This is a complete humanitarian disaster for people of color. And if you saw the footage that came from my colleagues in the Senate, you saw people living in squalor, children crowded all over one another. This is the situation that the Biden administration is creating. The media is playing along with this. They don't want you to know about it. They don't want us to know about it here in Tennessee or other parts of the nation. But that's exactly what's happening. It's a major humanitarian crisis. They're trying to look the other way because I think at the end what they're trying to do is, again, flood the border with immigrants, get people into this country so they can fundamentally change the election dynamics in the United States of America. Think about the impact of all these people on the census. We're just going through a redistricting right now. Think about the application of some of the clauses in H.R. 1 that would allow any person who files for a driver's license, let's say, to get automatically registered to vote. Could that person be an illegal immigrant? It certainly could. Illegal immigrants in many states are allowed to get driver's licenses. And the H.R. 1 legislation actually grants a waiver for anyone who happens to vote that achieve their voting credentials through that means. This is a massive backdoor to fundamentally change the election dynamics in America and do it in a way that they believe will advantage the Democrats for many, many decades to come.
Let's talk about these teachers, these public school teachers from San Diego Unified School District. They're now teaching migrant children in person before their own students get to experience in-person learning. The White House said, the students are currently on spring break, so it's fine. And everybody's going, hold on a second. They've been doing this now for several weeks. This is not about spring break. The San Diego County Supervisor told Fox News, quote, we have 130,000 kids who haven't been allowed in a classroom for over a year. In the San Diego Unified School District, it's great that there's in-person learning for those unaccompanied minors from Central America, but I wish every child in San Diego County was allowed the same opportunity for in-person learning. So now we're prioritizing teaching in-person illegal immigrants who've broken into this country over American children who haven't been in the classroom for over a year.
I don't see how a parent there can take it. I mean, this has been so hard to have our children shut out of classrooms, to have them lose a year or more of teaching, of socialization. In many cases, the school is the one place a day that a child gets a good, healthy meal. You know, the numbers of child abuse and domestic abuse have gone way up during the course of the pandemic because people have been trapped at home because their kids cannot go to school. In many cases, one of the spouses has had to drop their job or cut back significantly on their hours, again, because their children cannot go to school. Yet we have these illegal immigrants coming across the border, and they're going straight into the school system that our own American school children have been forbidden to attend. It's a disgrace.
Senator Bill Hagerty, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast today. And a quick reminder to everyone listening, please share this podcast. With social media shutting us down, we need your help. And that is helping others find our podcast. We used to be able to promote our podcast on social media. Now we have been shut down from doing that. So without you guys telling your family and your friends about this podcast, it will not grow. Make sure you hit screenshot your phone where it looks like you're playing this podcast. That picture, if you'll share it on social media or send it to your family and your friends, it would be amazing. We appreciate your support in helping us. Thank you so much, and we'll keep doing everything we can to give you the best show every single day. See you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.